Blog Talk Radio.
How's it going, everyone? My name is John L. Barron. I'm your host of the Break Out of Your Box Blog Talk Radio Show. I'm excited and delighted to be on your team and is also to have you on mine. And again, follow us on Instagram and Twitter at John L. Barron, J-O-H-N-E-L-B-A-R-R-O-N, as well as Facebook, John L. Barron. And then also on YouTube at youtube.com/MrBeesChannel, one word, MrBeesChannel. It's always amazing when you have friends that support you, not just in word, but in deed. And I'd love to support you as well. And you can feel free to contact me via email, any questions, or inbox me on Facebook. Any questions that you may have or any radio topic suggestions that you would like to hear. Many times in life you have friends that help you through varying things. And one of my great friends, he's been my personal barber, my hometown barber since, for over almost 20 years, so two decades as a friend and as a brother in life. And we were talking today about an interesting subject of dealing and handling people. And he shared something with me, which is going to be our topic, Big Problems, Little People. L-I-L, you know, I'm from the Midwest, so it's a little country twang that I have. So big problems, little people, like you lull yourself to sleep. Okay, big problems, little people. So we're dealing in a day and age where how we handle people directly affects our results in different areas of our life. And so many times I've seen people handle others poorly. I personally self-govern myself when I don't feel I handled somebody correctly. I'll go back and apologize. I'll go back and explain to them what I was going through in that moment or that season of my life, because I think you have a right to be angry. You don't have a right to take that anger out on someone, because anger is not an action. It's an emotion. You know, that's a conversation that you can have with someone to overcome that. You can learn how to respond versus react when it comes to your emotions. But many times you've seen, as it pertains to our topic, big problems, little people, there are people that have no significance in your life that give you the biggest problems. Like, for example, you go in the workplace, in the office, and it could be a person visiting for the day. You speak, they don't speak back. And now you're upset, and now you're spreading cancerous venom to other people because of that matter. But, or you were at church, and someone sat in your seat, and you got mad, and you didn't even know this person, or someone's on Instagram, and you're putting up a post that says, oh, hi, haters, I know you're watching me, or, you know, you're on Facebook. You know, people need to mind their business, or, you know, and it's people that you don't even know, you don't see every day. They're not in your fave five. They're not in your favorites on your phone that you call every day. They're not in your board of directors of your life. They're not in your circle of influence at all. They don't make you. They don't loan you money when you need it. They don't encourage you when you're down. And you have big problems in their little people that have no matter as it pertains to how you would live your life. And then you go about you spreading cancerous venom because someone upsets you that is really not a part of your life. Now you're taking all of your anger and frustration out on your loved ones and the people that matter because of a little person that, you know, may have not did something that you like. And so now you got this anger, this animosity, and now everybody else has to deal with you and your bitterness because of your day. When instead you should have left that at work, you should have left it at home, at the place, at the club, at the venue, at church, hung it on a tree when you walked in the house, and then picked it up the next day when you went back out the house. And I'm sure by the time you get there the next day, you forget what you were upset about. Because here's the reality of it. These big problems that you're having with little people, the truth of the matter is the little people, they're having big problems. That's why they're not speaking. That's why they're frustrated, because they're going through things. They're going through the struggle of life. We are in the struggle of life together. And how do you help people? You help people through serving people. The greatest leaders are servants. We have to find ways to help people. So I want to go through struggle, struggle, because, again, we are in the struggle of life together. So S, there are stuff that these quote-unquote little people are dealing with, because oftentimes you don't know what somebody is facing. You don't know what death they've been through, what they had to overcome. There's stuff people are dealing with, and everybody doesn't have a happy countenance and a cheerful countenance like you. But that doesn't mean they don't deserve respect in that moment, that they don't deserve to be treated better. Because let me tell you something. When you act a fool, it reveals the fool in you. But if when you act better, it reveals all that is right with you. So how you respond to someone has nothing to do with how they acted towards you. See, many people are reacting and not responding. One is thought out. The other one is not thought out. Responding is thinking things thoroughly through, then talking. Reacting is just going off the whim of the moment. And when you realize that there's stuff that people are dealing with, you can handle them a little bit better. T, people are going through trials and tribulations. They're having hardships financially, emotionally, socially. And these trials, these setbacks, unemployment, the different things, these tribulations that won't let up. Yes, they have an attitude, but that's okay, because you should be someone who can set the temperature, that can inspire people and help take them to a better level, instead of figuring out why it can always be about you. Remember, we are all in the struggle of life together, so you can be able to look at people in their trials and tribulations and say, you know what, you matter. You matter to the world. You have more to offer life. Don't you quit. I won't let you quit. You hold my hand until we make it through together. R, there are rough patches. There are always going to be rough patches in life. And when you look at someone who's going through something that you think is insignificant and you don't know why they act like that, maybe they're in a rough patch. You've been in a rough patch before. So how can you take yourself back to where you were to be compassionate enough to be able to love them through, show grace and mercy? Grace is, and mercy is one is withholding something someone should receive, but instead you're giving them something better. And then mercy is like what you really should get. Well, mercy, grace is undeserved merited favor. So you don't deserve it, but I'm going to give it to you anyway. You didn't earn, you didn't go to work, but I'm still giving you an 8-hour paycheck. Mercy is when you didn't call in for work, you should get fired, but I'm not going to fire you, although you should be fired. So in that, how can you say to someone, how can I help you? I'm here for you. As they're going through rough patches, you. They're unnecessary problems people have to face. Problems that are stemming from maybe the relationships they chose or the family that they're in. And sometimes it's unnecessary, but there's stuff that we just have to go through because of our associations and the things that we've been connected to so long that we would like to break out of. But guess what? You can't break out of it in a day. And so it's not just going to happen in a moment, but it'll happen moment by moment. And you have to be the one that could help to make that difference for them. G, there are people who are going through. They're growing through something. They're trying to grow through it, but yet they're going through it. You've been through. There's processes. There's seasons. One season to plant, to nourish, to watch, to grow, to bloom, and to reap. So if they're going through, figure out what season people are in. Are you in your fall? Are you in your winter? Are you in your spring? Are you in your summer? And then you can know how to handle people better. Then the other G, they're people who have gone through. They're people who have gone through things. They're not going through them, they've overcome. They may be fresh out of. We're all heading into a storm or heading out of a storm, or currently in a storm. We all have different rhythms of our life. And so in that, we have to be mindful of their people and what they're coming out of. And then L, they're people that are letting go of hurt. whether it was relationally, family-wise, job-wise, someone has hurt them. They wounded them. They did not repair the wound because it's how you handle people, how you say something. One, for example, a mugger on the street, if they got a butcher knife and they mugged you and shanked you, they would leave you bleeding open on the sidewalk. But the same surgeon with the same knife, as a skilled surgeon, he can cut you, heal you, stitch you back up, and there will be no trace of the wound. And we should handle people like skilled surgeons, not like muggers, where we're just bludgeoning them and demolishing people's self-esteem and their ambition and their motivation because they had a bad day. Listen, if one argument can end our relationship, we never had much of a relationship in the first place. If one argument can end our friendship, we never had much of a friendship in the first place. If I have a bad day and you're done with me, you were never on my side in the first place. Listen, I got people in my life, they can't quit me. I don't care if they got a bad attitude, they can't get rid of me because I'm there. I'm committed to them and their success, and that one emotion they had ain't gonna scare me away. You know what? You may be upset, but go sit your upset self on the couch and let me know what you want for dinner, and I'll order dinner. My friends, you know what, man? Get your angry self in the car. We still gonna go have fun tonight. Because guess what? I know they're letting go of hurt. And so E in struggle is everybody's expecting better days. Everybody's expecting better days. Everybody wants something more. They want a better job. They want their business to thrive. They want to see their mission in life fulfilled. They want to help people with their purpose. They may need more money. They want to give more to other people. Everybody wants better days. We all have the same commonality as human beings. Whether someone's in jail, whether someone's working, unemployed, whether someone's rich, they could be rich and in poor health. They still want better days. So we have to unite and link amongst the commonalities because, as I said, the big problems are little people, but at the end of the day, we're still the little people, and oftentimes we're the ones that are causing big problems too. So how can we get mad at someone else for doing the same thing we do to others on a different day? I'll say that again. How can we get mad at others for doing to someone else what we do to others on a different day? We have to learn to show compassion, show grace and mercy, show love. I'm here for you. How can I help you? Because at the end of the day, isn't that all what we need? Isn't there days when you just need somebody to say to you, John L., you're the guy. You're the one. I had a friend, Dave Morton, one of my mentors. He recently died of cancer. But he would call me. He said, John L., you're the guy. He said, you're the guy after the guy. Whoever's doing it, you're the guy that's next. He would call me and say, you're the one. You're the one. He would say, you're the one. And I'm telling you that sometimes you need to hear, you're the guy. You're the girl. You're the woman. You're the man. You're the one. And then sometimes you need to tell people you're the one. You're the guy. You're the girl. You're the man. You're the woman. You're the child. You're the boy. You're the girl. You're the one. They need to hear that they got it in them. And every time I would get discouraged, he would call miraculously out of the blue and say, hey, you're the guy. That's all he would say. You're the guy. You got what it takes. And it's up to you to no longer let big problems come from little people. To be a problem solver. 2 + 2 = 4. 3 × 3 = 9. Problems have solutions. It's facts you can't change. There's problems you can solve them. But the fact is you're lazy, you're angry, you blame people, and you let things get to you all the time. That's your fact. You can't change that. But there's problems. You can help solve problems. Why? Because you're the one. My time is up. I thank you for yours. My name is John L. Barron. I'm your success coach, and I believe in you. Take care.